And it turns out Bill Belichick not alone with Robert Kraft. And I guess the assumption, the eventuality that Robert Kraft would be getting into the Hall of Fame, not necessarily the case. We found out today from Don Van Natta at ESPN. So it's interesting, to say the least.
It is. You got a deep dive. These guys, Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta, are all over the Patriots. They get in there. They talk to a lot of people. And then they write books worth of stuff. Like, it is a long read.
It was more than I cared to read this morning. Yeah, I got to be honest. I had not had my cup of coffee yet. Correct. It was more than I cared to read.
Basically, I would look at this. So we read it so you don't have to. And we can describe to you what it is about. So one of the main stories on ESPN today is about Robert Kraft trying to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Headline, winners write history inside Robert Kraft's 12-year Hall of Fame quest. We'll start with that today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. A lot of stuff to get to on the show. It's Would You Rather Wednesday, so we'll be doing that in the noontime hour. You're going to hear from Jerod Mayo. He's hitting the podium around 11:20, so a little over an hour from now. Hear what he has to say. Want to know, as Wiggy likes to say, hot in the streets out there, Jerod Mayo. Very popular all of a sudden. The team has a little bit of buzz. So you hear from the coach live here on Jones and Keefe at 11:20. We have thoughts on Bill Belichick, if he's doing too much, the Manning cast ratings, all these things. But I want to start with Kraft. We literally yesterday were talking about Robert Kraft. How much credit should we give Kraft for their 1-0 start?
Enough to put him in the Hall of Fame.
I already feel bad for asking it because he wants so much credit for so many things really, at the end of the day, Keith, probably doesn't even deserve credit for, in my estimation. But, like, let's just start with this. Before we even get into any details in the story, how do you feel about owners in Hall of Fames?
That doesn't make a lot of sense to
me. Not for you?
No, it really isn't. So this isn't, against Robert Kraft. This is looking at all owners. I think it's kind of foolish. Like, especially look at it from all different angles. Like, as a kid, I remember going to the Basketball Hall of Fame, right? I haven't been to the other ones, but I've been to the Basketball Hall of Fame a few times. And as a kid,
it's a bad Hall of Fame.
You're going through bad Hall of Fame.
Bad Hall of
Fame. Side topic. Bad Hall of Fame.
All due respect, Springfield, you got a bad Hall of Fame.
In a beautiful city like Springfield, to have a Hall of Fame like that, they invented basketball in the great city of Springfield. And you go through, it's not the best. But as a kid, you're not like, where are the owners?
Right.
The owners.
Right.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, Bill Russell, that's great. But who owned that team?
Where is Walter Brown?
Who owned all these teams? Yeah. Like, I even find it odd that, the first person that gets the Super Bowl trophy or the Larry O'Brien trophy or the World Series trophy is the owner. Like, wait, what? They didn't play. They didn't coach. But whatever. That's sort of what we're used to. I like a Hall of Fame debate. I think it might be one of the very first sports debates probably in the history of sports radio was probably, does player X deserve to be in the Hall of Fame or not? Is player X better than player Y, et cetera?
Right, when they had tin can radios.
Yes.
And the cavemen were arguing over it.
Of course George Mikan should be in. They named a drill after him. Like, that's the stuff. That's
Have you ever heard
stuff.
Of Mikan? The reverse Mikan?
Yes. Top 5 players, top 10 players, best teams of all time, Hall of Famers, Hall of Fame credentials, all that is fun. And the Patriots, they have a couple obvious guys and that aren't in it yet in Brady and Belichick, but we've seen others get in and we've seen others miss. And I think those are good debates. And when Richard Seymour was close, didn't get in and then gets in, Ty Law was close, didn't get in, then did get in. As a Patriots fan, like, you were pissed that Ty Law didn't get in, or I was pissed. And now, like, Rodney Harrison, you're like, why does Rodney Harrison get no respect? But, like, I'm not going to sit here and debate an owner. Like, Robert Kraft should be, if you're putting owners in.
Okay, so this is what I was going to say.
Okay, if you are, which they are, then yeah, he should be in.
So I'm with you. Do I need owners in the Hall of Fame? No.
No.
Spend your money. Stay out of the way. Don't need to see
right,
you.
Right.
Keep your grubby hands off the trophy. Don't put together docuseries where you're stabbing people in the back and trying to set your agenda and your legacy and everything else. I don't need you in the Hall of Fame. I'm not interested in seeing you in the Hall of Fame. But they do let owners in the Hall of Fame.
They're in there. So if they are, how is Kraft not?
It's odd that Kraft isn't. And so this story tackles a variety of things. And I forget, is it just Don Van Natta on the byline?
I think it's just DVN.
Just DVN. There is no, I love the DVN awards every year, too. So my favorite award show is the DVNs. I make sure I watch them, I rewatch them, I DVR it every
year. Very good.
No Wickersham on the byline.
Nope.
And so just know, Kraft isn't in, which you're aware of. He wants in badly.
Really badly.
The Patriots, Kraft, I'm sure Jonathan, Stacey James. If you're unfamiliar with who Stacey James is, you'll learn in this story.
He's in the story quite a bit.
Patriots PR. He's worked with the Patriots since the Krafts came in.
Yep.
And, you know, he is putting on a pressure campaign, effectively, to get Kraft into the Hall of Fame. And Kraft is bullcrap about it, okay? Which, again, I think a lot of people understand. A lot of people know that he wants in. He cares about his legacy. If you watch the Dynasty, you're aware how legacy conscious he is. But let me just give you the lead in the story. Van Natta writes, "No current owner has tried harder to get into the Hall of Fame or been denied longer than Robert Kraft. Beginning in 2012, can I just stop?
2012.
They had three Super Bowls in 2012.
Yeah.
So just know, this is not Robert Kraft, six Super Bowls, 20 years of success, sitting here and pitching his legacy and his resume. This is Robert Kraft in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots won 3 out of 4. However many years or 8 years earlier,
mm-hmm.
they haven't won a title in forever. They're coming off a
couple more trips, losses, but yes, a couple more trips to the Super Bowl.
They're coming off Spygate fairly recently, and this is when the campaign began, 2012. So just know that. This is not six rings. This is three rings.
Three rings. And, which is also how many Jerry Jones has.
Yeah, that's true.
And he's in.
That, but it's fewer than, you know, Rooney.
Yeah.
And at that point, he's right there with the Maras. Like, you know,
is it DeBartolo? Is that the other guy too?
DeBartolo's in, yeah. So you're not, he doesn't have six, is my point. He's not lapping the field when this started.
Yep.
Kraft supporters have lobbied Hall of Famers on his behalf. Eddie DeBartolo, who you just mentioned.
Yes.
The former 49ers owner, who was inducted in 2016, despite losing his team in 2000 because of his connection to an extortion case.
Whoops.
DeBartolo has
like,
five.
Hold on a second. This guy's in the Hall of Fame. He lost his team. Like, yeah, but we're good with that.
That's an interesting
so
line.
So, because not to skip way ahead, but one of the things they're holding against Kraft is what happened down in Florida, the massage parlor.
All like, of the scandals.
This guy lost his team because of an extortion case. Like, put him in. So, like, is that really standing in the way of Kraft, or is there just people that don't want him in?
Okay. Well, I think we'll come to learn what the difference is. DeBartolo had his own issues off the field. Kraft has scandals off the field, on the field with his team.
Right.
DeBartolo has 5 Lombardi trophies. Kraft at the time had 4. And this is when DeBartolo got in, not when the campaign started.
Yeah, right.
Had 4.
Yep.
Some Hall of Fame voters assured the disappointed members of Kraft's inner circle that he would be next. And that's a theme throughout this, too. Every time another owner gets in, they go to Stacy, they go to Robert, Jonathan. Hey, don't worry about it. Robert will get it next time. Jerry Jones was inducted in 2017. August of 2017.
Yeah, okay. So they were pitching this, I guess, before Jerry Jones got in, and then 5 years later, Jerry Jones getting. Because I remember that was a conversation at the time. Like, that popped back up.
You're
like, oh, Jerry Jones is in? Like, how is he? And that team hadn't been good in a long time, which is something that Kraft even notes.
Oh, he
it's
notes.
Like, they haven't been in a NFC title game in 20 years.
So here you go. The Dallas Cowboys owner threw himself a glitzy party in Canton, headlined by Justin Timberlake.
Ooh. Timberlake.
It's got nothing on the parties and weddings that Greg Hill's going to.
No, that's just more star power there than at this party for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, back in Foxborough.
They couldn't get Joey Fatone. They couldn't get the whole they just had Timberlake.
Where's Lance Bass?
They couldn't afford all of NSYNC.
Back in Foxborough, Chris Kirkpatrick. Kraft and his supporters reacted to Jones's induction with anger and confusion. They seethed that the Hall of Fame
voters
seethed.
Oh, man.
That the Hall of Fame voters didn't seem to appreciate Kraft's work to grow the league through media and labor deals. And the Patriots' unparalleled dynasty. Kraft saw the selection of his arch rival, as an insult.
Oh.
A verdict that Jones is more responsible for the NFL's astonishing success. Quote, Kraft told a confidant, he hasn't been to an NFC title game in 2 decades and he gets in? How does that work?
How does that work? Now, he does have the franchise that is worth the most. He built an insane stadium where they can host all kinds of different events,
and it's
one of the crown jewels of the league.
I think Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer who was cited in the
not
story.
Not to be confused with J. Cole.
No, the rapper who might have been at Jerry Jones' party for all
Good one.
Jason Cole, longtime NFL writer, said Jerry Jones is P.T. Barnum. Like, he was just the greatest promoter in the history of the sport.
Yeah, he is. And like every year when they come out with the evaluations of all the franchises across all the sports, the Cowboys is always at the top, right, in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. But, I mean, Kraft does have a pretty strong case. Again, if they're putting owners in, which they are, he has a really strong case. I think the things working against Kraft, as are pointed out by this article, some of the voters and some of the people that are on this committee, and also quick side topic, the how to get into the NFL Hall of Fame is asinine.
Oh, it's silly.
Asinine. It's not... Like, we make fun of the BBWAA, but at least it's a ballot with names that people write down, check off, send it in, most get like certain percentage, you're in. This is like...
Yeah, now a lot of people share their ballot.
A lot of them do.
Not all of them, but a lot of people now share their ballot.
NFL is like, here's a sneaky little group that's going to put together a list of names, then this sneaky little group goes to a bigger sneaky group, and then they vote on semifinalists, and then they vote down. Who voted for who? We don't know! We don't know and we won't tell. So it is messed up. But the things that are really working against Kraft are Spygate, Deflategate, the massage parlor down in Florida, and honestly, him wanting it so bad. That's what comes across to me
is
that
the pressure campaign.
The pressure campaign, because I think whether it be Stacey James or others associated with the Patriots, they're trying to do everything they can to get Kraft in. And there's an anecdote in there where Jeff Benedict's book, The Dynasty, which is obviously just Hall of Fame propaganda. They deny that, but that's what it is. To the point where they sent the book to a voter 2 years in a row. So not only did they send the book to all the season ticket holders, they sent the book to some of the voters. One voter received the book 2 years in a row. If somebody sent you a book 2 years in a row, let's say you hadn't started it, and not out of any real reason, you just hadn't started it the first time, and then they send it to you again, no chance I read the book.
No.
No chance. At that point, I'm like,
although,
wait a minute. Like, now you want it too much? Now it's unbecoming.
Now you have a Christmas gift to pay forward.
Oh, that's true.
Holiday gift to pay for.
You can flip that.
Yeah. Now you got an extra. You can say, hey.
What if it's like signed to you? I bet it's signed.
Yeah, whatever. Who reads
dedicated
that?
To
Who's
you?
Really looking at those pages?
Rip that out.
Yeah.
First two pages are ripped out.
It kind of looks like signed. There's a ripped out pager. No. That's
crazy.
Nope. I don't know.
Damn mailman. Like, why would he rip the pages out? But no, I think those are what's working against him. I think what's working for him is very obviously the 6 Super Bowl rings, the year where they were close to a lockout, or I figure it was a lockout, or no, strike, lockout, no, lockout. And, you know, there's that famous image of Jeff Saturday being like, Robert Kraft got this done. And the TV deals and all that stuff. Like, so he has a great case for an owner. Also, going back to the how owners even get into the Hall of Fame, they have changed it recently, which gives him a better chance. Before, it was players over here, and then it was coaches, owners, contributors, refs in another category. So he's competing against coaches. I don't know. Like, for me as a voter, I'd be like, give me the coach. Give me the good, like a good qualified coach over any owner. Yeah. I would take the coach.
Same.
But now he's in a separate department. Like, coaches are separate. So I think he has a better chance. But I don't know. He's never even made it very far in the process.
No, he's never gotten out of the secretive subcommittees to the larger vote. But there is less competition now. So look, he looks thirsty. And if you, he does.
No, I know he does.
And if you watched the Dynasty, you know how thirsty he is and how legacy conscious he is and how hard he's pushing. Because let's face it, is he 81? Can somebody fact check me on his age? He's 81. And so, you know, you don't want to get in, not to be morbid, but posthumously. You want to see it. You
83.
You want to enjoy it. Okay, so I shortchanged him.
Yeah.
You want to see it. You want to enjoy
great.
It.
Looks 81.
You want to throw a lavish party like Jerry Jones did to sell. That's what you want to do. You don't want to miss out on it. Or be too old to be able to experience it or whatever. So he's pushing and driving hard, and it's going on over a decade. Started in 2012. So a variety of questions for you. Should Robert Kraft be in? Simple one. Should owners be in Hall of Fame? 617-779-7937. Do you care as a Patriots fan that Robert Kraft isn't in? Do you care, Keith?
No, honestly not. Now, I say, first of all, to answer all your questions in order here, I don't think owners should be in. But because owners are in, he should be in.
Yep.
But I'm also, like, if you told me you could only have, as a Patriots fan, you could only have Robert Kraft or Rodney Harrison in the Hall of Fame this year.
Harrison.
100% easy. Give me Rodney Harrison.
You know who agrees with you? Bill. Bill's gone on and on about Rodney. We played you the Robert Kraft clip off the top. He couldn't give two craps.
But it's not, like, it sounds like it's a personal thing at Robert. It's not. The same thing, you know, if Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins. Now, I know the relationship with the owners there is a little bit different. I don't think anybody would be arguing for John Henry, but you get my point.
Put me in.
Yeah. Like, but we're way more passionate about the player or the coach. And it's weird. In the story, they're talking about how in the Hall of Fame, and if you go to Canton right now, there's only like 3 photos of Robert Kraft in there.
I'm like, stupid Air Force Ones.
Okay.
It's the We're All Patriots moment.
And an owner's one.
Yeah.
With all the owners.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many should there be?
Yeah.
So like,
maybe just the We're All Patriots. I think we're good at that.
Hey, little Timmy.
Why do I need his Air Force Ones?
Hey, little Timmy. You see that guy on the wall? He bought the Patriots. Like, okay. He didn't score any touchdowns or coach any games or anything.
Yeah, you see him on the wall. He started dressing like a 15-year-old when he was in his 70s. And he had a lot
kicks?
Of money.
Like, whoa.
Wow. Cool, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep.
He gave up on Tom Brady. and he fired Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
He gave up on Brady and he blamed Bill Belichick for it.
No, it is.
But
just,
you know what?
It's just silly.
You know what? He knows Meek Mill.
No, right.
Yeah.
But like, Jerry Jones shouldn't be in, but he is. So if you're already... If you're
this
grading
is where
off
I agree.
Of who's in, then, like, yeah, he should have walked in years ago. Yeah. Like, 5 years ago, he should have walked right into the Hall of Fame.
Do I want owners in? No, not in my Hall of Fame.
Then you're a real schmuck.
Fair. I've been called worse.
Should they be in? No, I wouldn't put him in. But they do allow them, the owners that are in. Now ask the question, should Robert Kraft be in based on that bar? Sure,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Do I care? Not really.
No.
But here's what I do care about. Why is he out? What's the reason? And Keith, you're right. This comes through very obviously in the story if you read it. And again, if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, you're just tuning in. It's up now at ESPN, Winners Write History, Inside Robert Kraft's 12-Year Hall of Fame Quest. Don Van Natta, DVN.
DVN, all over it.
On the byline. And look, they make it clear, Deflategate is a factor, Spygate's a factor.
Which is funny because Brady and Belichick will both walk in the day they're eligible.
Yeah, right.
Right? But right. Like, they're going to hold Spygate and Deflategate to Robert?
Well, but remember, like, Robert, they, you know why the other owners are bullcrap about Robert, because back channel dealings and destroying the tapes, and, you know, Goodell's on his side, and that means he's not on my side, and that whole power game. What happened in Florida, the incident there at the Orchids of Asia, but also this pressure campaign is an obvious one. And you gave the detail, Keith, but let me read it. As Kraft spokesperson, this is Stacey James, Patriots PR media relations. You hear him all the time in press conferences. Mm-hmm.
He's the one that's like, last question.
Yeah, yeah, hey, exactly.
Get him out of here.
You hear him once at the end of these press conferences, last question. He's the lead Hall of Fame lobbyist for Kraft. James has called, texted, dined, cajoled, and backslapped voters. Mm. In recent years, James has emailed voters a 6-page dossier.
I'm not reading that.
I barely read the Van Natta story. You think I'm reading 6 pages?
DR.
It extols Kraft's many achievements as an NFL owner. The highlights include buying and reviving the team in the 90s, winning 6 titles. Again, this started when he only had 3.
Yeah.
So don't give me the 6.
Well, they've revised the emails.
Well, they're adding to it. They added a 6-page.
Correct.
Cobbling together decades of labor peace with the players union and helping the league land its mammoth TV and streaming rights. Every summer, James obtained a list of subcommittee voters. He phoned them, cornered them at Super Bowls, invited them to lunch or dinner, or to visit to the owner's suite, whatever it took to whip up votes. He also sought out voters' advice, asking how much lobbying is too much.
Yeah, it might have been too late.
What would be helpful, and when should he back off? He also sent out the book, The Dynasty, to a bunch of Hall of Fame voters 1-2 years in a row.
That's
now you got 2 copies of that trash. And so why is Robert Kraft out? And what's the difference with scandals in DeBartolo?
Yeah.
That's the difference. They're trying too hard. They want it too much. They're too thirsty.
Well, and because
that's why Kraft's out.
And because you're appealing to this really small subset of voters first, right? So say there was, like, say they treated it like the MVP vote and there was like 50 voters or whatever it is, or like a couple per city, and you just had his name on a ballot, like a straight up ballot where 50 to 100 voters could vote him in. I bet he gets in.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, this small group doesn't like it. I do think something brought up too is the incident in Florida. It wasn't that it was the biggest deal in the world, but it was like, are we going to put him in the Hall of Fame the year after
right
that?
Right now? Yeah.
Right, like, right after that
the
happens?
Timing hurt him, yeah.
So I think that kind of postponed it a little bit. But now, like, I guess the question is, like, all right, how long are you going to postpone it?